pictures lying on a table in this police conference room show the stark contrasts of before and after use of methamphetamine. Faces of young users with oozing sores, decaying teeth, weight loss, and signs of advanced aging. Despite all the negatives, use of the drug with its approximately 8-hour high has continued to grow. Half of the meth lab seizures in Wisconsin have been in 7 northwestern Wisconsin counties. How to discourage the production of this highly addictive drug in the region has baffled law enforcement and lawmakers. But they're trying. Representative Rob Krybek is co-sponsor of a bill that would terminate parental rights of Wisconsin residents who are convicted of manufacturing meth in the presence of children.
In that this is a practical step that other states have done in roundabout ways, but we would be the first state in the country to actually add manufacture of methamphetamine in the presence of children to the list of offenses that would warrant parental termination.
Krybek says around the country a dozen children have been killed when meth making went awry. Representative Terry Moulton is a co-sponsor of the legislation.
The problem is it's easily made in home labs, and there's the issue that we're trying to address, are these home labs where children are exposed to these very highly toxic chemicals. Kids have been exposed to burns on their legs and hands from crawling through these toxic chemicals, so we want to remove the kids from that situation.
The legislation would likely have affected parents of a Polk County teenager. She prefers to be called Danny. In a previous interview, she described using meth at 12.
Well, my parents were really into the drug use and made meth, and my brother was into it real heavy, and he had an overdose. And my parents ended up getting busted, and they went to prison for 2 years, and they got out. And while they were out, when they first got out, I had quit using. But my brother and even my sister started using, and after my mom got out over the summer, she had a relapse and is put back in a halfway house.
Danny received drug counseling and protective custody. Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says his drug team has been called to homes like that. In fact, 100 home meth labs were uncovered last year, and legislation is needed, he says, to get children out of those homes.
Yes, it's hardcore, but when you see a problem like this, we have to have an opportunity to send a signal to parents, don't do this, or you're subject to losing your children.
Meanwhile, Representative Krybek and Moulton's legislation has 40 co-sponsors and will be the subject of a hearing in the next few weeks. Still, until the drug's allure is overcome by its damaging effects in the minds of people before they try it, legislative and law enforcement efforts may be futile. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.